606, your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Brad Barnes, Brad Thompson, Chris Ranji, Randy Carricker, and with all due respect, coming up in a moment, send in your text to the Hot Shots text line, 65780. Before we get to with all due respect, how far are you willing to go to prove a point? YouTube star David Dobrik went above and beyond after a buddy of his had some harsh words. In May, Dobrik went to Twitter and said, "My friend told me I would never find love and get married, so I flew to his mom's house and married her on the spot. Now that same friend is my stepson. True love always wins." After the wedding, he posted, "Last night I became my best friend's stepfather by marrying his mother. So grateful for this opportunity. I'll treat you as my own. Love you, Jason. Now go take out the trash. It's stinking up our living room." Unfortunately, the couple ended the marriage after just 1 month, but it's safe to say the point was proven. That's tremendous.
Well, we got to be missing something, though. I mean, you don't just fly there. I mean, how long has this relationship been going on? Or you don't just go just marry somebody's mom.
Oh, you do on a TV show, yeah. Don't they do Marriage at First Sight?
You can't do that.
90-Day Fiancé?
Is that
a thing?
Yeah.
Is that a show?
Well, I think that's what happens in it.
How do you top that prank?
That's hard to beat.
You got
to
kill somebody.
That's true.
Damn. I don't know.
Police say there were no arrest reports filed last night for any unruly behavior from Blues fans. They report the celebration in downtown St. Louis was joyous and without incident. With all due respect, we still have our guns holstered.
Yeah.
He probably should have been arrested.
Could have been one.
Man. Look, but that's the, there's just so much happiness here. There's so much happiness. There's going to be Saturday's going to be awesome. Nobody's going to ruin it. Let's keep the arrests at zero or around zero. Because there's no reason for any of that shenanigans. Nobody wants to get locked up during a celebration.
Last time the Hawks won, they had 25 arrests.
I would have taken the over, actually, there.
Yeah, so, I kind of think I would have, too.
I think it was probably 25 in one neighborhood alone. Seriously, I think it was just 25 in Wrigleyville. That's a lot of arrests.
That is. That will happen. All right, so the Blues did it. I mean, finally, they've got their Stanley Cup. They are champions. And, man, it did feel like this postseason lasted forever. It does last forever. Well, there's another sport going on right now. Baseball, actually. Yeah, Cardinals are playing. They're playing tonight. It's Jack Flaherty against Jacob DeGrom. With all due respect, people are watching now. So we're going to need you to pick it up. Love you. But now, like the scrutiny's coming now. Like, people are, all right, the Blues did it. And maybe you get the weekend for
parade
and stuff.
Starting Monday.
When the Marlins come to town, it's go time. We got to go.
That's right. Get it together on Monday. Guys, you love Christmas time, don't you?
Love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You ever tune into the Yule Log?
Yes, I do.
No.
Do you know what the Yule Log is?
Nope.
Well, usually you can find it on maybe it's on demand. Sometimes there's just a channel devoted to it.
Is it just the fire?
It's just the fireplace.
Sometimes you have dogs. Sometimes in the SEC you have SEC people with their Yule Log just sitting around it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Dogs or cats in front
of the Yule Log. They'll play music in the background, I guess.
Okay.
Well, Fox Sports Midwest is going to do something similar. Starting tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., 24 hours of just the Stanley Cup.
That's awesome.
Video of the Stanley Cup for 24 hours tomorrow.
So not a still shot, like a video?
Video,
of it?
Yep. It says video of the Stanley Cup 24 hours on Fox Sports Midwest Plus.
Okay.
I should make that
Yeah, I think they have a game.
Yeah. Would that be great if they decided?
I'm sorry, this game has been preempted by video of the Stanley Cup.
24 hours of the Stanley Cup, much like a Christmas Yule Log, that is the intent. With all due respect to the Yule Log, which I love this more.
Sounds cool. I like it. I'm going to watch.
I'm excited.
It's a great thing to have on.
So is it just going to be spinning? Like,
I don't know.
Circle,
see, that's what I'm wondering about. Because when you say video, it makes me think that it's going to be like live shots of like the team carrying it around and stuff like that. Or I don't know. I'm very interested. I'm going to tune into Fox Sports Midwest Plus.
It goes from tomorrow morning at 6 until Saturday at 6 a.m. So
be great.
Leading you into the parade.
Big Sizz, what do you got for us?
With all due respect, I gave the Blues and the Fastlane, and in particular Randy, a hard time, but I would like to apologize. What a great story, and congratulations.
That's for touching the cup, I assume?
I assume so.
And you had gone on to social media and demanded that apology. Thank you very much.
You got it, Randy.
I did, too.
So he's got our back.
I did, too.
Looking out for you guys.
By the way, Ronge was a social media maven last night, taking over the social media accounts of 101 ESPN.
Yeah. Didn't even get fired.
It was fantastic.
Yet.
That was really good. I like that stuff. Good reaction.
Yeah.
People were having fun with it.
Yeah, but there were so many people, you know, because when you're in a crowd and everybody's taking video and everybody's, you know, trying to post something all at once, it's very difficult to get things out, you know, to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But,
right?
You know, we finally did, I think. Yeah, it was a fun time. And, again, I'm still employed. Sorry.
With all due respect, Benner is the ultimate team player to throw most of Game 3 just so Jake Allen could get in once.
Huh.
I think that was really nice of him.
Did you notice in the three games the Blues lost, they took a lot of penalties and allowed a lot of power play goals?
Yeah, I mean, that did happen.
How about nothing but a delay of game last night?
In the whole game?
About the entire game.
It was beautiful. That's how it had to be.
That's the way it should be, too.
With all due respect, there is no other team than Boston I would rather beat in the Stanley Cup final.
It really didn't matter who it was.
No.
But Boston in general certainly have the ties. Randy, you mentioned them earlier, and we know how that's gone recently, St. Louis against Boston. And they've won a lot in everything. But you could have put anybody up there, and this day would feel just as sweet.
It would feel great. My preference would be to not even have Boston there.
Mm-hmm.
If I could pick an Eastern Conference team to beat in the Stanley Cup final, I think it would be Detroit.
It's the Red Wings now.
Yeah.
Used to be you couldn't do it, but now you can. Can't play the Blackhawks there.
And with all due respect, Jake Allen holding the cup is like the guy that almost causes your group project to fail, but gets an A for doing nothing.
That's not cool.
No, because if...
He said with all due respect.
Oh, no, well, that's fine then.
That's fine, yeah.
He had to have his struggles. By the way, there were a lot of guys that mentioned him last night, just talking about how great he was and team player he
Good
was.
Good backup.
Yeah.
I mean, he served as a sounding board for Binnington. Not that Binnington says an awful lot, but he was there.
Hey, Jake, did you see it bounce?
Yeah. And
Good eye.
Right. But there are some guys who are bothered by the fact that they were the starter and aren't at that level anymore, and he accepted his lot in life very well, apparently. So congratulations to him. I'm glad. And he played, so he gets his name on the cup, too.
Well, I think that's exciting, man.
Yeah.
Good for him. Because he hung on just long enough to allow Jordan Binnington to come in.
Yep.
Right? Because if he's out sooner, it's somebody else who takes that place.
Ville Husso, perhaps. Thanks for your text to the Hot Shots text line, 65780. Next up, the Blues are the Stanley Cup champs, and we've got more from last night. Next in your Hot Topics of the Day on 101 ESPN. The Blues won the Stanley Cup.
Oh,
just in.
Oh,
when did this happen?
I was wondering what happened.
We
should have been using that the whole day, honestly. Just keep going to the well. That thing's not going to get old for a while.
No.
My goodness.
It was unbelievable last night, and Craig Berube took over in November. The team took off in January. When did he think they could win a Stanley Cup?
Christmas time, I really did. I don't know about winning a Stanley Cup, but Christmas time, I really, you know, team was coming together. You know, we were starting to really play like a team and play for each other. You don't always get the wins, but I could tell it was coming together then, and then we just went on a run.
And one of my favorite things in sports is when the hometown kid does well. Wish Trent Green could have done it with the Rams. Love that David Freese did it with the Cardinals. Some other local players, Jason Isringhausen, one of our favorites, was able to succeed at a very high level with the Cardinals. Patrick Maroon wins a Stanley Cup with his hometown team.
This means so much to our city. Just the way the fans came together through these playoffs and seeing them outside of the, you know, the Stanley Cup watch. I mean, this is unbelievable. 49 years in the making, and we freaking did it tonight.
Beautiful.
He edited himself very well. I forget which station I saw him on. He was doing an interview, and somebody was like, hey, "This is live, live."
Was it Maroon? Oh, that was O'Reilly.
Can I curse? Like, no, it's live.
Bennington too.
You can't.
Bennington. Blank everybody.
Yeah, sometimes you got to let it eat every once in a while.
And the parade will start at noon on Saturday in downtown St. Louis at 18th? Is it 18th and Market? Runs down Market Street all the way to Broadway. And it'll be awesome. It'll be great. And then we'll have a rally under the arch. And that'll be one of the cool rallies. That'll be one of the great visuals that you'll ever see, is that just sea of people on the arch grounds.
Dude, we've seen parades here. You haven't seen it in that blue.
And in the summertime.
I haven't seen that.
The weather's always been cool for a parade. This will be bananas.
It's gonna be really neat.
And it might rain. That'd kind of suck, but still. People showed up in the rain at the ballpark.
The only thing that sucks about the Stanley Cup final happening this late, and if you're in a market like us where we have just hot, humid, that kind of weather, is that all the best hockey clothing is long sleeve.
It is. Yeah, I got a long sleeve shirt today. Yeah, it is.
Sweatshirts, actual sweaters, jerseys, that kind of thing.
You're right.
Yeah.
We have game number 6 of the NBA Finals tonight. Toronto leading Golden State 3-2. And we'll have that one for you right after our show, the pregame, here on 101 ESPN. Toronto trying to win the first ever NBA championship for Canada.
Game 5 was fantastic.
Yes, it was.
And certainly, I mean, the Kevin Durant injury was awful.
And he's been ruled out tonight.
Yes. Yeah, for a while, actually. KD's going to be out.
More breaking news.
Kevin Durant, Game 6 tonight, ruled out officially by team doctors. Thanks, Walter Cronkite. it was a highly entertaining game. It looked like Toronto was going to seal the deal. And then Steph Curry, shooters shoot. He just kept putting them up, kept making shots. Defense locked down when they needed to. I want to see a Game 7 again. I want to see a Game 7. So let's go Golden State, I guess.
Yeah, that would make it
That's what we're gonna need.
I'm anti Drake right now. There's nothing wrong with Drake the performer. I think he's really good. But for some reason I just don't want him to have anything nice.
LeVar
right now
would say you are a hater.
Yes, I'm totally hating right now.
Cards and Mets scoreless in the second at Citi Field in New York, the opener of a 4-game series there. Tommy Pham not very happy about the All-Star voting process in Major League Baseball. The former Cardinals saying that the process will never be fair. Only one Rays player, Austin Meadows, was among the top three at his respective positions. Pham wasn't, and he said, "We won't get credit, man." He said, "It's always unfair. Big market versus small market. It's never going to be fair."
Well, I agree with him. I mean, if it's left up to a fan vote, and I realize that it's a fan-type thing, well, your big markets, your players are going to get voted for.
What about Kansas City a few years ago? One of the smallest markets in America.
They're a heavy market, Randy.
Oh, that's true.
They
they bring some weight to the vote.
If you get a group that gets behind their team and they just vote a lot, just voting a lot doesn't mean a guy should be an all-star. Like, his numbers should mean he should be an all-star. His numbers should mean he's going to be a starter. So while I love the fact that fans are into it and you get excited and you get behind your guys, there's got to be a little bit better way, doesn't there? I agree with Tommy Pham on this one.
At the U.S. Open, first round, Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele are tied for the lead at 5-under. Tiger is on the course right now. Last I saw, he was even. Louis Oosthuizen is also tied for the lead at 5-under par, along with Austin Wise of the, I believe it's Austin Wise of the United States of America. So there you have your U.S. Open update up to the moment, Aaron Wise. And let's go behind enemy lines, shall we, for the final time? And one of the chief lieutenants of the enemy, obviously the boss, the captain, the main guy, the general of the enemy was Bruce Cassidy. One of the top lieutenants is pesky Brad Marchand, who didn't take too kindly to losing last night.
How long do you think it's going to take to get over a loss like this?
Never get over this. Over 13 at Surf more than that. Not something you ever forget.
Never get over this.
You don't. You don't get over losses like that. You don't get over losing the bad game. It sticks with you forever.
Think about who won, though, and that'll make you really happy, Brad.
I don't think it will if you're Brad Marchand. I don't think that helps at all. Now, he's got one. He's fine. You know, he'll be okay. I don't feel bad for him at all. But I do, just from a from an athlete's perspective, thinking of that. Like, yeah, of course that's going to stick with you forever. Sucks.
Yes, it does.
You don't like it, though.
Play better.
Well, you should have played
guys,
better.
Speaking of being a hater,
yeah.
I'm watching the replay right now of the game from last night.
Uh-huh.
And I am just really enjoying these dumb Bruins fans' faces. Just watching them. I don't know if it's despair or blank nothing. I don't know. Whatever it is. I don't know what's going on here. But it's fun to look at them just look stupid. All their dumb faces. And they're not happy in their own building as they're just getting they're getting mopped up by the It's funny you should say that because just watch Zach Sanford's goal in the garden.
He was all up in the garden.
Yeah. Okay, and then he'll score like right just now. I'm watching it.
That's great.
I'm sorry. Just look at their face. Look at them. They're all dumb.
And that's your trip behind enemy lines. By the way, the Blues probably don't get their second goal unless Marchand is not leaving the ice to allow Petro to skate in unimpeded for that goal with 7 points.
It was a pretty goal, though.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So thanks, Brad.
It was really pretty.
Yeah. And did you see Harrison Bader's tweet today?
No, I don't think I did.
For the first time in my career, I'm playing in front of my hometown crowd. To everyone who said I'd never make it, let me know how my hair looks on TV.
Get him, Harrison.
Good for Harrison. Next up, more of your mic drops after the Blues Stanley Cup victory. Next on 101 ESPN. A lot of people hearing the song Gloria today. It's Fastlane on 101 ESPN, yes?
Gloria's in the top 10 now.
It's
on iTunes.
Right? Yes.
That's
top
awesome.
10.
It's trending.
It's fantastic.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. All the other songs are new songs, new artists. Then Laura Branigan, top 10.
You got it going.
Bam. How you like me now?
That's fantastic. I love it. More of your reaction with Mike Drops on 101 ESPN. Here's our first.
I'm a millennial Blues fan, and the first game I ever watched was the shortened lockout season when we opened up versus the Red Wings, and we scored 6 goals. It was Stan Musial had just recently passed. Epic moment. Tarasenko's first game, scored his first goal on the breakaway, another deke, and another goal later on. Instantly a fan. You know, to see him go from that first day to winning the cup last night and lifting it, just totally awesome. I'm just in complete awe. Go Blues!
I'm very happy for you. That's great. And the great thing about this fan base is that it goes all the way back to 52 years ago to last night. I'm sure there's people that became fans last night when they won the championship.
Yes, and guess what? You want that. You want as many people that are like-minded as you can. You want as big of a fan base as you can get. And maybe you want somebody in another 25 years to tell the story of when they first became Blues fans. And it's like, oh, yeah, it was Game 7. Mm-hmm. It was, you remember 2019 when they won their first cup ever? Oh, yeah, I was bought in from that moment on. Whenever it was for you, it's special.
It's how you build a lifetime fan. You know, stuff like this run they are on. This will resonate throughout the organization for a very long time.
You don't have to go through all the pain. You don't have to do that. No, you can jump in whenever you want.
No.
It's fine.
Yeah, and that's
respect those
fine.
That did, but come on in.
Exactly.
Here's our next.
For the last several weeks, I feel like it's just been a race that we've all been running. I'm quite frankly exhausted. I can't even fathom what the players must be feeling right now. I mean, they all deserve to sleep for about a week. But anyway, a great win for the Blues, the players, the organization, the city of St. Louis. Couldn't be happier, and quite frankly, I think I need a nap. Let's go, Blues.
Well, they're going to drink for about a week, and then they'll probably take a really long nap.
They appear to be on a tear.
Oh, they are, what do they call it? Getting after it.
That's right.
Do you guys think that St. Louis needed this after Cardinals haven't won now, haven't been in the playoffs for 3 consecutive years? Obviously, the whole Rams situation, haven't won a championship. Our city hasn't since then. We did have the PGA. I think we needed one of our teams to win.
I you know what? Even if you didn't add all those other things in, just the franchise, I mean, needed it. But you're right. And this city has been starving for this. Mm-hmm. And the positivity that surrounds it, the excitement that surrounds it. So absolutely, yes.
Here is another mic drop to 101 ESPN.
Guys, I came from a split family. And I have early memories of my dad coming to pick me up on the weekends and then going to my aunt and uncle's house here in Belleville and growing up in the basement watching Garth Butcher, you know, all those guys I can't even remember, and then just suffer the heartache of the great teams that just couldn't get it done. And then just sitting there last night watching it with those guys as a grown man now is just a dream come true. Go Blues.
It is interesting when you think back as a longtime fan. This is not the most talented group of players the Blues have had. It's the best team, but hey, they put five Hall of Famers on the ice at one time at one point. So it's not the most talented team they've ever had. But that goes to show you what a great team sport it is, that as a team, it is their best group.
Well, and it's also not a group. You know how sports are. You oftentimes look at a champion and say, all right, well, that's how we're going to try to build our teams from here on.
It was like, oh, these are fast teams. Yep.
That ain't going to happen. Teams aren't going to look at the Blues and be like, all right, well, that's how we have to build our teams. No, that's how the Blues are. No. That's how their team is. That's not the overall trend in the league.
No, teams are still going to look at the Tampa Bay Lightning and go, I want that. Yeah. I mean, even though they got swept in the first round, that's the team you want to take into the playoffs.
And over the course of 82 games and from October through April, you can't play the way the Blues did in the playoffs. It'll just wear you out. Mm-hmm. So you have to play more of a skill game, more of a speed game, more of a not a finesse game, but you have to utilize your skilled players more. Next year, during the regular season, especially early on, guys like Tarasenko and Jaden Schwartz are going to have to step up and be really, really good, because you just can't bang that much over 82 games.
Not even that. You can't be as dismal as they were on special teams and win in the playoffs. What were they, 1-for-19 against Boston? That's like, how do you win that series like that? That is not a recipe for winning, but somehow the Blues found a way to do it. And what, 75% or something on the kill? I think that's what the number was. Not good. Yeah, and they
in the finals.
This is not the recipe you would want to take into the playoffs, but who cares? It worked. It worked, and they have a cup because of it.
They got a power play goal, that was good.
Right.
Who cares? None of it matters.
I know, but like, I mean, how do you you wouldn't normally go into a playoff series against a very good team and be told this is what it's going to be. Here's what you're going to produce on this, and then say, oh, yeah, we're going to win. You would never say that.
Or even in the Game 7, give all of the stats except for the goals in the first period. Like, oh, right. No, I want this other side of things.
Yes.
No, 2 goals, 4 shots. Sorry about it.
Well, what happened last night is the best player on the ice was the goaltender. And when that's the case, you're almost never going to lose.
Here's another mic drop.
I've got a message for the kid giving the thumbs down behind the glass during last night's ceremony. Take a look on top of your head and notice you are wearing a crisp, clean, brand new Red Sox World Series hat. And sit down, you spoiled brat. Let's go, Blues.
I agree with that. I completely agree.
You know what? While I didn't love the thumbs down kid, I liked it better than the middle finger kid. So there was a tad bit more respect there than middle finger kid.
And none of them are as good as the thumbs down guy. At Yankee Stadium.
The thumbs down guy,
or is it Mets
might
Stadium?
Be my which favorite one? GIF. I don't remember which. It was definitely in New York.
City,
but he's got the beard,
City
and it's
or,
the best thumb. It's like perfectly down, too. Like, I don't even know how he got it.
Well, it was the Yankees, right? Because
I think it was
Frazier, when he was with the Yankees that year, he started doing it.
That might be it.
It was really good.
That guy's the best.
Yeah. I don't remember I don't think the Mets have done anything since Frazier got there. I think it was when he was with the Yankees. Because Todd Frazier's the one that picked it up. Let's get another couple of mic drops in.
I specifically downloaded the 98.5 The Sports Hub app so I can go full behind enemy lines today while listening to you guys. I've just been listening to them cry and whine about Marchand and how he didn't stay on the ice for the Petro goal. And they're blaming Tuukka Rask. They're making fun of Bennington's nose. They're trying to diminish what Bennington did. Their tears sustain me.
I'm sorry.
They sustain me.
That's how I felt. That's how I felt, my man, watching, just rewatching the game a few moments ago here on the computer. But how do you get to make fun of somebody's nose?
That's
when
what
you
I
have
thinking.
Marchand on your team.
The beak on that guy,
you
kidding me?
You
and you're poking at Bennington?
Exactly.
Goodness.
What are you idiots talking about?
That thing's interference every play. Is what it is. No offense.
It's unbelievable.
And here is one more.
I need your help, guys. Lifelong Blues fan. My daughter has a dance recital at noon on Saturday during the parade. What am I supposed to do?
You get your ass to that recital. You're a dad.
I have missed recitals for Blues playoff games in the past. Katie's dance recitals. I don't think that Katie is scarred by it one bit.
No, she's well-adjusted. She's good.
So I would say that if you can get your bride to take your daughter to the recital, your daughter's going to dance maybe 2 or 3 out of 20 numbers, and you wouldn't be able to care less about the other dances unless your daughter is dancing. And one other point. I assume your daughter is young, less than 18. She's going to have multiple recitals. You are probably going to have one first chance to get to a Blues Stanley Cup parade. In fact, you will
You only get one first.
So I'm going to have to say, all due respect to the daughter's dance recital, you find a way to get to the parade. Sorry.
I disagree. Yeah. Either you pull her out of the recital, take her to the parade with you.
Well, that's not a bad play.
What if she doesn't
care,
though?
Or you get
to
the parade.
Maybe she doesn't care about it.
Or you get to the recital. One or the other.
Yeah. Although, it would be a nice memory for her. Yeah. Even if she wasn't really into it, 15 years from now, she could say, yeah, I went to that parade.
Yeah. Good. Hey, we appreciate your mic drops. I did a little comparison here. We mentioned that the Blues were 1 for 19 on the power play. Heck, even Matt Carpenter is 3 for his last 19.
Wow.
I like the math.
Yeah, it's better.
That is good.
That's better than the power play.
That is.
Here he comes. Here comes Mark.
What is with you, man? Hey, Randy. I'll tell you something, man. I've been sitting here, you know, staring at you today.
Uh-huh.
The handsome man you are, Harrison Ford. I cannot get. So you've got the 2019 Stanley Cup Champions hat on with the blue note on
it.
You
betcha.
That is a. It's just a really. It's a difficult visual to realize.
Stunning.
It's like, what is that? That can't. Was this made
on
accident?
Something you would have got a few years ago as a knockoff joke gift. Like, look what I got you.
Hey, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, that
is
real. That is real.
Yes, yep. At home, I have a 1984 Cubs Champions hat.
Where'd you get that?
I got it at that shop across the street, Wrigleyville, that right across the street from the stadium. I got it in 84 after they had lost, and that store had, like, a bunch of them. And I got a World Series shirt, too, a 1984 Cubs World Series shirt. I don't know where it is. I lost that. But I still have the cap at home.
Aren't they supposed to have that stuff on lockdown?
I think in 94 it was a little – or 84 it was different.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, you could just get away with whatever you wanted to.
Yeah.
But I've just been looking at that hat all day, and like, holy crap, that's real.
It's
like, that
surreal.
Is a real thing you can go into a store and buy, and it's not – BS.
It's fantastic.
I love it.
Yep. It's a life changer for us here in St. Louis. We have a game of Would You Rather down the stretch here on 101 ESPN. We welcome your text to the Hot Shots text line 65780 for a little game of Would You Rather as we approach NBA Finals Game 6 from Oakland, California. The Toronto Raptors trying to wrap up the 2019 title. They have a 3-2 series lead over the Warriors, and that pregame comes your way at 7 here on 101 ESPN. With your texts for us with a game of Would You Rather, here's Big Sizz.
Guys, would you rather pregame with Brett Hull on Saturday or hang out with Bobby Plager for 4 hours after the parade?
Bobby Plager, 4 hours after the parade.
If I get 4 hours worth, those are things that you will never forget. Those are stories, those are memories that will be with you forever. If you are with Hully pregaming, those are things that you'll never remember.
That's correct.
Somebody just tweeted, by the way, Colton Pareko bartending at O.B. Clark's at the moment.
I'm shocked.
Wonder how much spillage is going on there.
He looks like he's providing a lot of alcohol for people.
Yeah, I don't think they're using that thing to measure out your shots.
No.
I'm sure he's just...
Here, watch.
Hey, here you go.
Here you go. Okay, watch him grab a bottle here. Hold on, he picks up a glass.
One Mississippi.
Two
Mississippi.
And here we go.
One, two. Oh, my God. That's like seven seconds.
That's a good pour.
That is a really good pour, yeah. Colton. All right, buddy.
That's how I tend at home.
How about this? On a Thursday afternoon in St. Louis, a bar that is just slammed with people.
It's awesome. That's
awesome.
Would you rather get the cup after Pat Maroon or J-Bo?
Oh, I'm gonna get it after Bomeister. I don't know anything crazy that he might do with it. Pat Maroon is gonna let everybody in this city touch that thing, and I love that. But I don't want it directly afterwards.
No, you certainly don't. A lot of filthy people out there. I think I'd rather have it if I can really make whatever choice I want after Robert Thomas. We had a texter earlier who asked us the question. So does he drink apple juice out of it? Because he's not of age. Yeah. So I got to assume that he's respecting the law.
Of course
he is.
And
he's having no alcohol whatsoever. So it's going to be clean when you get it from Robert Thomas. That's what I want.
I'm sure his teammates will make sure he abides
right.
by the rules.
No one's going to hand him a beer.
Right.
And if he does drink one, I'm sure the police who are escorting them around will stop him.
While using public bathrooms, every time you're using them, would you rather spontaneously sing Like a Virgin or Can't Touch This?
Can't Touch This.
Yeah.
It's like a warning.
Can't Touch This too.
Yeah. The other one, like if I walked into a restroom and somebody was like really getting into it with Can't Touch This, like I would be like, damn, all right, this guy's, there's something going on here, but he's feeling the flow. He's having a good time. If I walk into Like a Virgin. I'm doing the slow creep out. Like, you know what?
The Homer Simpson into the bushes?
Yes, I don't need to go that bad.
I think you'd say, there's definitely something going on in here, too, but I'm not going to be a part of it.
Would you rather have a spot in the Blues championship parade or drink from the cup?
Oh, drink from the cup.
Yeah, I think I'd rather drink from the cup as well.
I'd rather drink from the cup as well. Be a part of that. Parades are cool and stuff, but drinking from the cup, I mean.
Especially if you have a picture of it. You know, being in the parade, a lot of people are in parades.
Yeah.
Not many people get the chance to drink from the Stanley Cup.
Somebody from the 636 texted in reminding us that Big Walt will absolutely give Robert Thomas some booze.
No, he's not. He would not.
No, he's an upstanding,
responsible,
American law-abiding citizen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice try. Go fishing elsewhere, kid.
Would you rather be forced to commit and go to any event that you receive an invitation to or never be able to commit to them ever?
Never commit to anything
never.
Ever.
Yes.
Please.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't.
Right. We get some offers to make commitments, and most of the time we do accept and honor those commitments. But if we took everything, we would never go home.
There are some random things that you get invited to.
Yeah.
Just overall. And not to say that they're not all great things. Maybe some of them are really good and could be a lot of fun, but random nonetheless, and I'd like to see my family.
And literally everybody in the world has a podcast now. Get invited to a lot of those, too.
Oh, everybody.
Literally everybody.
Are there more podcasts out there than Instagram models?
I believe there are.
I don't know.
I think there are more Instagram models.
I'm going to say more Instagram models, too. Because
than podcasts.
Yeah, podcast, at least you have to know what it is. Like, you have to, that's for sure a podcast. You can look on Instagram, it's like, I think she's an Instagram model. Like, you don't.
Do all Instagram models look like models?
I mean, they think so.
Do you?
Randy, a model is, it's art, so whatever you think art is,
okay.
Randy.
Okay, good.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Speaking of Instagram models, after the highly popular Chernobyl miniseries that was on HBO, apparently there's an influx of IG models going to Chernobyl and taking selfies.
That's fantastic.
With all the radiation.
It's great.
So
that's hot.
Yeah, don't do that.
One more, Big Sis.
All right, I've got it. So the flight from St. Louis to Boston is about 3 hours. Would you rather party on the team plane with the Blues for 3 hours or wait till you get back and have 3 hours with them in the locker room?
Oh, team plane. That's a no-brainer. They look like they had so much fun.
Yep. Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots text line 65780. BT.
What's it sound like over at OB Clark's right now? Thanks, Ovi. Yeah.
Ron's in your Stanley Cup mug.
I think meat needs to get over there soon.
Mike Ryder, our board operator today, always doing sensational work. And we appreciate you tuning in, texting in, being a part of the show. Congratulations to the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. At Scott Air Force Base tomorrow for all of us. Till tomorrow at 3. Good night, St. Louis.